With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, DA, I'm thirsty, man. Could you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, DA, what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
DA, what's the dealio? Permission to get in that mothership.
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, DA? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. These are challenging times. Rocket Mortgage is prepared to help. If you need mortgage assistance, contact their team 24/7. That's at rocketmortgage.com. They're home to yours. The team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Thanks for being with us, everybody. Damon Amendolara here. It's been such a fun couple of months doing this Sunday show across our great CBS Sports Radio network. However, this will be our final episode of the DA show on a Sunday. We will resume normally regularly scheduled weekend programming starting next weekend in this time slot. So we appreciate you being with us and letting us take the baton over at the beginning of pandemic and then carry it all the way to this finish line of sorts. It's been a lot of fun, and we will continue over the next 2 hours breaking things down as we normally do. You could always catch us weekday mornings right here on CBS Sports Radio, 6 until 10 Eastern Time, 3 until 7 Pacific. If you don't get it on your normal CBS Sports Radio affiliate, simply tell your smart speaker to play CBS Sports Radio. Stream us on your phone. Use the CBS Sports app or radio.com. Or you can listen to us on Sirius XM Channel 206 every single morning. Sirius XM Channel 206. The NBA is returning. We have the schedule starting off in a little more than a month from now. 8 regular season games. We've got the matchups all set. It's about a 2-week end of the regular season. 8 total games for these teams. And then heading into the playoffs beginning in mid-August. Now, one team that will not partake, of course, because they are an absolute dumpster fire, is the New York Knicks. Ta-da! Once again, out of it. Really, badly, poorly, out of it. And Rasheed Wallace, of course, played for the Knicks. You could argue that was the last, I hate to call it a golden era, but the last respectable, reputable era of Knicks basketball when they went to the playoffs a couple of years with Carmelo Anthony, and Sheed was on that team. They made the second round of the NBA postseason. My goodness, making the second round feels like climbing Mount Everest for the Knicks franchise. And so Rasheed Wallace joined CBS Sports Radio the other night, and now that they have Leon Rose, a former agent in a GM position, and they're interviewing, about 17,000 different candidates for the head coaching job. Could this be the turnaround? Could this be where they start climbing up the proverbial hill? Is this the beginning of an ascension for the Knicks? Rasheed Wallace says, not so fast. Here's the clip.
I mean, damn, it's been getting worse. I mean, we all think it can't be no... They're going to hit rock bottom, but they keep going lower and lower. I mean, I'm just a little confused about it all, if you ask me. Now, you know, it's one thing to have, a former agent and agency, you know, coming in and giving you their input here and there. But to hire them full time, I mean, you're taking on a lot because now, unfortunately, Dolan's taking on their baggage. You know, whoever they had beef with or problems with, now it's going to come up and affect them. Now that they got those executive positions with the Knicks, they might not get these certain players or, you know, just going through the grapevine because it could be other agents that could be mad with Leon Rose for trying to do this or trying to do that while he was the agent. So it's going to be interesting, man. It's going to, my thought, more power to him. More power. I was with him for a while, but this just is a brain fart right here.
When Rasheed Wallace says it's a brain fart, then you really know it's a brain fart. Yeah, that's like when Bill Belichick says, yeah, that guy doesn't have a lot of personality. That guy has people problems. You're like, wow, Belichick thinks he's got people, person skills problems, people skill problems? Then that's really bad. That's like J.R. Smith calling somebody else a stoner. Yeah, that guy, well, he smokes a lot of weed. J.R. Smith said that? Rasheed Wallace, yeah. I don't know. Looks like a brain fart to me. Well, then I would say it's a brain fart. So Leon Rose, having never been a GM in the NBA, will young players respect him? Here was Rasheed Wallace here on CBS Sports Radio.
And a lot of those younger guys, they're like, man, who is these guys? Yeah, they know them from being on the street or, you know, they might have been in their final few picks as far as dealing with an agency or something. But now you're talking about a whole different monster now.
That was Rasheed on with the Zach Gelb Show here on the network. It is always so funny to watch the Knicks try to conduct business. It really is hysterical. It is like some Disney movie or some B-list movie or something. You know, it's like, let's put the toddler in charge of the company and see what happens. Let's see. Hey, you know, it's like, look who's talking three. There's baby's day out. All right, let's just make a baby, a toddler of the Knicks GM. Let's see how that works out. Can't get any worse, right? I mean, we could have disgraced Isaiah Thomas. How does that work? Oh, not good. All right. Well, let's see. Now let's try Phil Jackson. He wants an easy paycheck. Oh, that didn't work out either. Huh. Okay. Well, let's bring back one of these guys that was a trade wreck like 10 years ago. Oh, man. That didn't work. Perry and Mills didn't work out either. Huh. Okay. Well, what else can we try? Hey, let's try a player agent in here. Huh? Okay, the one guy that actually did it well, they just ran out of town in Donnie Walsh. Hey, you get out of here. You're doing this too well. You can't be around here. Next, it's going to be baby's day out when Leon Rose gets fired. All right, let's just keep upping the ante for difficulty here. And what's amazing is that the lack of patience and the unnerving amount of urgency and yet lack of leadership from James Dolan seeped through every decision. Every single decision. Because you know what would be the smartest way to play it? It would be James Dolan going, I am going to give basketball control over to a really respected member of another basketball front office. And I'm going to allow that person to assemble a strong front office with all the MSG resources so that we have a really strong, smart, progressive front office. Okay, I'm going to try to do the Spurs. I'm going to try to replicate the Spurs. Maybe I could even lure somebody away from the Spurs. But what I'm going to say is I'm going to cut you a check, and I don't want a quick fix here. I want a long-term build because I don't want this to change overnight. I want this to be sustainable, kind of like what Sean Marks has done in Brooklyn. I want basketball minds that have experience in front offices to build a powerful front office with our resources, and I want to put and piece together a winner, and I'm getting out of the way, but I want you guys to do this the right way. But instead, it's name brand, a familiar name, sell tickets, splashy effect. And in this case, Leon Rose, Well, you can sign free agents, right? I mean, you're an agent. You've got connections, right? It's never, let's take a long view. Let's get the smartest, most experienced person in here, and let's build this brick by brick. No, it's who do fans recognize? What might sell tickets? How can we turn this around quickly? Do something, which is just the definition of poor leadership from James Dolan. The poorest, the absolute poorest leadership in the NBA. And here's Rasheed Wallace going, yeah, Leon Rose ain't going to be there long. And when he is there, nobody's going to respect him because he's never done this before. And Sheed is absolutely right. He's absolutely right. How about getting, you know, a guy that's, I don't know, done it before? That'd be a start. That'd be good. But not a guy that essentially has been your henchman in this organization in previous years. So get a guy with a fresh vibe that's got a better perspective, that hasn't been a defender of yours in a previous life, and let him do the hard work here instead of every year going, let's try something else. Okay, let's try this. Let's try that. Okay, I don't know. Let's just, let's go with the agent. That'll work this time. It's always so slapdash, throwing spaghetti up against the wall. You can fix this, right? And no, just giving control over to Phil Jackson is not the same as actually giving control over to, you know, somebody that's actually done this job before, isn't retired eating Thai food in Billings, Montana, actually is kind of invested in the project. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Twitter, you can follow me and tweet at me, DA on CBS. Mraz, you have to love Rasheed. Rasheed Wallace, of all people, saying that this is another brain fart by the Knicks.
When we've hit the point in time with Nick bashing where we have Rasheed Wallace questioning who's running your organization, I think that's really peak. But the only thing I will counter Rasheed on, and I guess counter you on to a certain extent, is, I mean, at this point, the Knicks really have tried everything. It's not necessarily always henchmen. They did try, remember, with Phil Jackson, which everybody at the time thought, okay, this is a real basketball guy, this is a real somebody running this operation, and Phil was completely checked out. So I don't ever want to defend James Dolan. I don't ever want to defend the Knicks. But at least Leon Rose, in a weird way, is something different, which every time they try the same old, which is some of this other stuff we've seen, and I know that, you know, there's more behind Phil Jackson and all of that. It does create a layer of, hey, why not? Because honestly, nothing else has worked.
But, I mean, you're a Brooklyn Nets fan. Why wouldn't James Dolan say, oh, I just saw what the Nets did. They were in a dumpster fire situation with no assets, no young players, no draft picks. And they hired a really smart guy who was from a really smart organization, and we gave him power to assemble a roster of smart people for a long-term build. Why wouldn't James Dolan say, oh, it's happening in my own city, I should do that?
Well, number one, James Dolan would have to put down the kazoo before he ever made a fair, rational decision. Number two, look, what it comes down to with the Knicks is, and of course, we all know this is the obvious, hiring Sean Marks the way the Nets did that is not splashy enough, and the Knicks want to do half and half here. They want to do something that remains splashy, remains, ooh, Leon Rose, this is interesting. They don't want to do something that is so boring, even though it's the right basketball decision, because they don't have the patience to do the right basketball decisions.
And had they made the right basketball decision back in the early 2000s instead of Isaiah,
right,
or held on to Donnie Walsh, or did the right basketball thing instead of hiring Phil Jackson, or the right basketball thing instead of hiring Mills and Perry back, if they would have done the smart basketball decision, they would already be winning. But the thing is, they've been impatient. James Dolan's been impatient for 20 years, which is why they are where they are. And so they've only forced themselves into a more uncomfortable situation every year, because by being impatient 20 years ago, they can't get out of that vicious cycle.
No, and DA, there's stories today as I'm going through online. I mean, the Jason Kidd name in the hat, the whole purpose of interviewing Jason Kidd is that he has a relationship with Giannis, and they'll hope that, oh, maybe that'll be what gets Giannis here. And it's like, I mean, at the same time, you know, you look at what the Nets did, obviously, and Kenny Atkinson probably got the short end of the stick, but him and Sean Marks built and got the most out of their talent, were able to find guys who were kind of on the edge and find the most of their talent. The Knicks don't have the patience to do that. The Knicks sit and hope that they're going to hit the NBA lottery every year if they don't make the playoffs. Then they don't. I mean, the Zion situation where they end up with Barrett is the definition of that, while you just can't pray and hope that happens. And at the same token, they hope every time there's a big free agent that somehow, some way, the idea that they're the New York Knicks, that means so much to all these superstars. Hey, newsflash, the Knicks have not mattered and not been relevant to outside people other than Carmelo Anthony in damn near 20 years, and there's something that's got to get through James Dolan's head and realize just because you play at Madison Square Garden, just because you have the New York Knicks logo on you, on that center court, doesn't mean anything to any NBA player or potential NBA player that is anywhere between the ages of 16 and 28 who are the kind of guys you're going to need to eventually target and hope to be the next superstars to carry you home. They don't know good Knicks basketball. They know a second-round exit to the Indiana Pacers with Carmelo Anthony on the team, and they know Amari Stoudemire breaking his hand through a freaking fire alarm. That's what they know about the Knicks for any sort of success. That doesn't translate to anybody. They've let a whole generation pass, and they continue to do the wrong thing, and they always suffer because of it.
Last summer, when all of the big free agents, including the two that went across town, Kyrie and Kevin Durant, when they all not only didn't choose the Knicks, when the Knicks had cleared all of that cap space, traded away Porzingis, and said, we're going to get two of these guys. When not only did they not get any of those guys, but none of those guys even gave them an interview, that should have been the biggest wake-up call ever to James Dolan. It is time to burn it down and start over with a long play. The long play. And if you couldn't realize it at that point in time, you'll never realize it. You're right. The players that matter in this league don't think the Knicks matter. When we come back here on the show, your best audio of the day. One former wide receiver in the NFL says the Packers wasted Aaron Rodgers. Did they? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, you like that, big boy?
What else do you do?
I agree it's vague, and now that I'm going, I send the topics every night and morning. Look, I understand the way you're painting this broad brush that maybe I don't do a lot.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
We thank you for being with us on a fine Sunday here on the DA Show. Damon Amendolar with you on CBS Sports Radio. Usually you can catch us weekday mornings. We're back at it tomorrow morning, beginning at 6 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 a.m. Pacific, as we do every single Monday through Friday, right here across the network. We'll get to your best audio of the day coming up here on CBS Sports Radio. And that includes one former NFL wide receiver saying that Aaron Rodgers' career was wasted, quote-unquote, by the Green Bay Packers. But first on the phone is Ryan in New York here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Ryan?
Hey, DA, thanks for taking my call. How are you?
I'm good. My pleasure. What's going on?
So I'm from New York. I'm 44 years old. I'm a huge Knicks and Rangers fan. And I think that we have to look at the problem being the economic factor of Madison Square Garden, Madison Square Garden being the problem. I mean, they sell out every night, no matter what. It's like going to a Broadway show. We have three championships in the past 80 years. That's ridiculous. No other franchises would survive that. If it was any other cities, they would have moved. What do you think?
I appreciate the phone call, Ryan. I think that's absolutely part of the equation here, is that when James Dolan makes mistake after mistake after mistake after mistake with his basketball team and acts like the petulant king of all kingdoms type of owner that he is, he's impatient, he's gruff, he is dismissive, he is not open-minded, he does not understand criticism, he does not connect with the fans, he is all types of terrible from a PR standpoint, and every fan actively loathes him within the New York Knicks fan base. When he still sees high price tickets, full house, tickets sold, luxury suites taken, courtside seats with celebrities in them. There is not enough of an eye-opening, whoa, I must be doing something wrong. He can cocoon himself in this idea that he's still successful. He's still doing the right things, that it's not his fault. Look, all these important, pretty people want to come see my product. And you're absolutely right. It is the weirdest, most dysfunctional, most inverse relationship any fan base has with its team. Is that no matter how terrible and blunderworthy and cringeworthy and ridiculous and embarrassing and humiliating for how many years, it does not matter. The garden's still filled and ticket prices are out of control and celebrities still show up because it's still cool to be there. It is the weirdest, most inverse, ridiculous relationship any fan base has with its team. No matter how much you hate the circus of the Knicks, you tune in the middle of the season into February with another season gone against a bad team and it's filled. And because of it, there's a cloak of security that James Dolan can have around him. Kick out Charles Oakley, who cares? Fans still come. Kick out Spike Lee, who cares? Fans still come. Losing seasons, losing decades, busted draft picks, terrible GMs. Another coach every 2 years, who cares? Fans still come. And so for a guy that has clearly left reality a long time ago, what urgency does he have to think that he is the problem? Jason is in Warwick, New York, my hometown, here on CBS Sports Radio. Jay, how you doing, buddy?
What's up, Damon? How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good, bud. So I'm wondering if you could throw a percentage at me, numbers-wise, if you think the season's starting for baseball, basketball, and then not getting debunked by Corona. Because it seems like I don't see how they could start up and then say just one player has it on a baseball team. Think of how tragic that would be. That now everybody else has got to be quarantined that's been around them. Changes your team in a heartbeat, you know? So just wondering if it's really going to happen.
I appreciate the phone call, Jay. I would say that once the league set in motion a return, they are desperately trying to finish out the season. The simple reason is finances here. So much of their money can be allocated simply from the television deals. And yes, baseball's owners fought over this, no attendance, with fans, without fans. Jim Crane, amongst other MLB owners, saying we want fans in attendance by the end of the season. But because they can make so much money just on the TV of it. Look, the NBA is going to come back and no, there's not going to be any fans in Orlando from start to finish. That once they got the wheels in motion, this is going to take a bit of a... It's going to be like turning around an ocean tanker. Once it's in motion, they don't want to stop this, okay? They might have to, but they don't want to. So their inclination is not going to be pull the plug on this. It is see it through to the end. You know, I've had some conversations with people in league offices, and I said, you know, how much stomach or appetite is there to finish off the season? And the sense that I'm getting is the leagues desperately want to just finish the season, get to the finish line. And then reboot, take a breather, and see where they are next year, if you will. You know, so for the NBA or the NHL, that means maybe a December start. For baseball, it means next April. But it's just for the teams and the leagues restarting, just get us to the finish line here. And so I would say it's about a 75% chance, I believe, that these three leagues start and finish their postseason. I certainly don't think it's 100% or 99%. But I don't think it's less than that because their inclination is we want to finish the season. Why? Because their best money comes the deeper the playoffs go. Their best money comes from those television contracts and the ratings that come with it and the advertising revenue that comes with it when they get to the NBA Finals, the Stanley Cup Final, and the World Series. So they have every reason to get to that. Once they get to that, they can breathe a sigh of relief. Let's get to your best audio of the day. Here is Soundcheck.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
We start with Adam Gase after Jamal Adams demanded a trade from the Jets. How's the relationship between the safety and the head coach?
My relationship with Jamal has been good since the time that I've gotten here. And, you know, we've had a lot of discussions throughout the season trying to figure out ways to win. And to me, we've always got along well, and there's been a lot of dialogue between us.
That's like when a guy gets broken up with and he goes, I didn't see it coming. I thought we were great. I don't know. I thought she really loved me. And you're like, dude, she used to complain about you every single day to your face. You guys fought every single day. Everybody knew that she was unhappy. I don't know. I didn't see it. I thought we were great. Everybody's like, yeah, all right, Gase. All right, man. Yeah, you guys are great. I'm sure your relationship's awesome. Two thumbs up, guys. Now, I think Jamal Adams is exhausting. I think he's tiring. He's a guy that seems to always be unhappy. He's always complaining about something. This is just the latest thing. If it's a contract, he wants to be traded, wants to be paid, doesn't like the defensive scheme, doesn't like how he's being used, yada, 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 yada. Every single day, it's a different thing. But I'm not convinced that somehow Jamal Adams has this awesome relationship with Adam Gase. Not convinced of that at all. Here is Brandon Marshall, former NFL wide receiver, saying that the Packers wasted Aaron Rodgers' career. This audio is courtesy of The Herd on FS1.
Come on, man. They should have won two Super Bowls in the last 5 years. To me, Aaron Rodgers is my favorite quarterback in the NFL. But you wasted this guy's career. You got one Super Bowl out of Aaron Rodgers? Are you kidding me? It's too late.
Not only is it one Super Bowl trophy, it's one Super Bowl appearance. And I think the criminality of it is around the Packers is that, look, as long as you got the Lombardi, there's at least a little bit of a sigh of, okay, at least we got one Vince Lombardi. But that the Packers were so good in the playoffs for so many years and were knocking at the door so many other times and they couldn't break through. I mean, remember that the year after the Packers won the Super Bowl was a better Packers team. The year that they won in 2010, they were 10-6, and they ran the table and won the Super Bowl. The year after, they were 15-1. They had a home field advantage, and they lost in their first game to a 9-7 Giants team. That was a much better team than the team that won the Super Bowl the year before. They then made the NFC Championship game and held a 2-score lead on the road with just a handful of minutes left in Seattle. Look, you get a 2-score lead in the NFC Championship game in the fourth quarter. You can't give that up. And they collapsed in the final minutes in the onside kick and then in overtime to Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks. You can't give that one away. And then the NFC Championship game last year, they weren't even in it. I mean, they just got absolutely throttled. And they also lost that NFC Championship game a couple of years ago in Atlanta as well. So they've been knocking on the door and close, but they found ways not to get it done, and arguably with teams better than the one that won the Super Bowl. And I'm an Aaron Rodgers fan. I hope they figure this out. I'd love to see him back in a Super Bowl one more time. I didn't like the draft pick of Jordan Love for that exact reason. Give Rodgers, whether it's a wide receiver or somebody on defense, an asset that will help them win football games this year. Not a quarterback who could only help you if Aaron Rodgers is out. And finally, here's Doug Williams, who believes that Dwayne Haskins has perhaps the best arm out of any quarterback drafted in the last 2 years. This audio courtesy of 106.7 The Fan in D.C.
There's not a quarterback that come out in the last 2 years that has the ability from an arm strength standpoint and arm talent that Dwayne Haskins has. Dwayne can throw with the best of them.
Haskins' arm is strong. I don't know if I believe he's got the best arm talent out of anybody that was drafted the last 2 years. Certainly, Haskins has a big arm, but he's really raw and unpolished, and that's going to be the big challenge for Washington. is that can you get him to a point within a bad organization and yet another new coaching staff to fix it and to be workable and to grow up quickly now? And it's a lot of fits and restarts in Washington, and it's an organization that has had a lot of dysfunction, and all the same complaints we have about James Dolan in the NBA, you can have about Dan Snyder in the NFL. He's one of the worst owners in football. We know that. He's arguably the worst owner in football. It's one thing to have talent. It's another thing to have the situation that can support that young talent and develop him into a winner. Ron Rivera is clearly an upgrade over what they've had for the last couple of years. But still, can Ron Rivera protect Dwayne Haskins from the dysfunction that is all over that franchise because of Dan Snyder? It's hard. It's real, real hard. And that's your sound check. We appreciate you dropping on by the show today. Holler at me on the phone at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227, or on Twitter, DA on CBS. When we come back, Major League Baseball seems to have some early structure to its schedule. What do we think about Yankees and Astros, or Yankees and Nats, rather, to start up the regular season? We'll talk about that and jump back into your phone calls next. Damon Amendolara, DA with you on CBS Sports Radio.
Little wet, little drippy, 24/7.
DA, you're a big foodie. I've seen a couple of your nomads.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
You can find my online series about traveling for my sporting adventures, covering sports and going to games across the country, really across the world as well, and my food and experiences and drinks during those travels and adventures by finding my YouTube series, Nomad. That's right, my first name backwards, D-A-M-O-N-N-O-M-A-D. You can find that on YouTube for free. Go and subscribe to my channel. And brand new episodes actually not far away. We've taken a little hiatus with pandemic. However, new episodes coming here shortly, including my trip across seas to see the Premier League last summer, which is amazing because I got to go see Arsenal play Liverpool at Liverpool. And this was week three of the season, late August. And they're still playing this same EPL season. Liverpool just wrapped up the Premier League Championship for the first time in 30 years the other day. And it's the same season. I was there in August and they're still playing because, of course, the delay. But it was such an awesome experience. That's going to be one of the next episodes that I release again on YouTube, my travel series called Nomad, which you can subscribe for free. And you can certainly leave comments below it and let me know what you'd like to see for some future episodes once, I guess, the sports experience comes back. You can always hit us up on the phones at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227, or on Twitter, DA on CBS. Charlie's in Queens here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Charlie?
Hello, DA. Can you beam me up on the ship?
Well, yes. I will give you the zap, zap, zap version of the beam
all right,
up
thank
today.
You.
What's going on?
Because we need a little privacy about my plan to hopefully save the Knicks.
Okay.
Project Kiss Dolan's Butt.
Okay.
We're going to need a guy to kiss his butt, but at the same time ignore him as much as possible, tell him what he wants to hear, and save the Knicks. Try to hire people around him to build proper things where players will want to come back to the Knicks. And just keep on telling Dolan, you're doing a great job. In fact, I could use you to do a couple of halftime shows to please our Knicks fans.
So we need basically somebody in disguise that knows he's a disaster but keeps telling him how great he is as they actually fix the Knicks?
Yeah, because that's the only way it's going to happen. You need Dolan to believe it's all him.
Well, Do you think he's going to take all the credit if and when the Knicks finally do turn it around?
Yeah. I mean, you know you did it. The players will know you did it. The papers will know you did it. But let him believe it was him. This way he won't blow up the team every 2 minutes. hire a coach behind your back or even want to fire you.
So it's kind of like when a five-year-old brings home a finger painting and you have to act like it's a Monet. You're like, this is amazing. You are so good as an artist. You know, it's where it's like your 70-year-old's in choir and you're like, oh my God, she's terrible. But you have to say, oh, you've got the voice of an angel, honey.
Yeah, there you go. And the first person I would hire if it was me is the female, I think she's the assistant GM of the Spurs, because it would bring credibility through the Popovich name.
Well, I think you're talking about Becky Hammon, and thanks for the phone call, Charlie. I don't think she's in the front office with any title. I think it's just as an assistant coach under Greg Popovich, although maybe they have a female assistant in their front office as well that I don't know about. But look, I think with the Knicks, inevitably, Dolan very obviously is never going to change his ways. And so it feels virtually impossible to break him down far enough to make him believe, you know what, you've got to go against what you were doing before, that you have to find a totally new way of doing things. This is what you need to do. You need to simply hire an understated, under-the-radar, smart basketball person, allow them the patience, the time to assemble a really smart front office and to build it brick by brick, because there are no quick fixes. But for Dolan, I think he just assumes that there's always going to be a quick fix, whether it's from a name like Isaiah or Phil Jackson, whether it's not going quick enough like under Donnie Walsh, whether it is an agent like Leon Rose, whether it's bringing back a yes man that gives him all the answers he wants to hear like Perry or Mills. He just doesn't want to hear the tough, which is it takes a long time and you're going to have to endure some bad seasons, but you have to get out of the way and support smart basketball people. He just doesn't understand that. So we just had the NBA unveil its regular season. And look, there's good stuff there. Opening night, you're going to see Zion in game number one. And then you're also going to see the nightcap being the Lakers and the Clippers. There's good action. There's good eating there for the NBA. And Major League Baseball looks like we've got our opening day as well, where we should have Yankees and Nats, where we could have a Scherzer versus Gerrit Cole matchup on the mound to open up their 60-game season. Now, I think the 60-game season, unfortunately, is really a joke. It's such few amount of games that it's hard to take whatever happens seriously here. I'd like to believe it's going to feel like a satisfying championship. I have a hard time believing that it will. But at least we get some baseball back. But as I started off saying this morning, or today here on the show to lead things off, it has always annoyed me to no end that Major League Baseball feels the need to release its schedule the August before the season ends. That, could you imagine the NFL releasing next year's schedule on Thanksgiving, not even knowing who would make the playoffs, not knowing who would win the Super Bowl, not knowing what that opening Thursday night matchup should be, not knowing what a good Sunday night matchup should be or Monday night matchup should be, but instead just going, yeah, I think we've seen enough of the season. Let's just roll it ahead. Let's just put out next year's schedule. Thanksgiving, we've seen enough football. And that's what baseball attempts to do, which is always insane. And they would argue, well, there's a lot of moving pieces, big jigsaw puzzle, a lot of games. But what else do these stadiums host? A Cirque du Soleil, a concert here or there, movie night at the ballpark? I mean, give me a break. Most of these stadiums are owned by baseball's owners that got sweetheart deals from the city to stay. And so they get to make their own schedule. And if they've got a homestand against the Brewers, sorry, Ja Rule can't come through that weekend. I mean, it's just the way that it's going to be. Maybe Ja Rule's not playing any concerts at any of these places anyway. But, I mean, I've always been so annoyed by that because it loses an opportunity to market great matchups and games. But at least here, it looks like if all things go well, we've got Yankees and Nats to open things up. And Mraz, this, to me, is the reason why you wait to actually do something. Because if you would have made the schedule last year in August, there's no way you would think that Yankees-Nats has a whole bunch of juice because, well, we wouldn't have known the Nats would win the World Series and we wouldn't know that Gerrit Cole signed with the New York Yankees.
It's a redemption moment for Major League Baseball. Remember, D.A., even with the Yankees won't play the Astros now, but with the whole Astros cheating scandal and them beating the Yankees and the ALCS and everything, they weren't due to come to Yankee Stadium until September. Now that's been wiped out. Now think about that. Had the schedule waited a little bit, you could have really hyped that up for a late April matchup, get some eyeballs on the TV before the NBA playoffs started, something like that. But now, knowing that all eyes are going to be on Major League Baseball, getting the Nationals and the World Series champs versus one of the World Series favorites, the Yankees, in a spicy interleague matchup with a couple big pitchers going, that gives a little juice, and this is exactly what you're talking about. This is the equivalent of Major League Baseball doing what the NFL does with a Thursday night opener, and finally, somewhere in Major League Baseball got it. The question is, can they learn their lesson from it and know that we could do this anyway for a 162-game schedule?
Please learn your lesson, baseball. Please, please, please understand the longer you wait, the juicier the matchups can be, and you get to control it because you make the schedule. Remember that. You actually choose your own adventure here, Major League Baseball. Give us good matchups. Now, as a Yankee fan, you have taken Giancarlo Stanton behind the woodshed many times via Twitter recently. How many home runs in a 60-game schedule do you think that Giancarlo hits?
I'll give him 6. 4 of them probably coming in 1 week. It's inevitable. He's going to get hurt. He's going to get hurt. And by the way, I got crushed already on Twitter because I saw the pitching matchup and already predicted he'll be 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts. And you're not a real Yankee fan. I mean, come on. We could be realistic. Giancarlo is going down with an injury in the 60-game stretch, no doubt.
So you think in a 60-game season, he hits 6 home runs, but 4 come in 1 weekend.
4 come 1 week. He's red hot. This is why we love Stanton. He'll get hurt, pull a hammy. It'll 2 months waits by. We see him at the end of September. Then he'll hog the cleanup spot in a playoff series that'll ultimately cost the Yankees.
Right. So he hits 2 against the Marlins on a Friday, and then 2 against the Marlins on a Sunday.
Right.
And then for the other 58 games, he hits 2 home runs the rest of the way.
Exactly. 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 But will somehow be healthy and ready to go to contribute to the playoffs? Not.
Well, you know, if he actually makes it to August before he goes on the DL, that's the latest he would have made it into a season, right?
It is true. If you want to look positively about Giancarlo, I should say this. Nobody is more prepared to play 60 games in a season more than Giancarlo Stanton.
Nobody is more prepared to go on the DL in July or August than Giancarlo Stanton. This is going to be refreshing for him. He'll actually be active in July. 855-212-4CBS or on Twitter, DA on CBS. We switch things up in sports with the switching hour next. The DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.